Test. Is that picking up? Can you
hear
that? Test.
Okay, it's doing it. I believe.
1, 2, 3.
I'm gonna get a little about 90 here. And mark where we left off.
Okay, the last thing I ask you. Periodically, I'm going to stop occasionally at the end of a certain section and check, make sure it's recording well, so I don't have to worry about that.
Good.
If you don't mind. Another thing I noticed this afternoon is I was picking up more than you, and I don't want that. So I'm going to aim it more towards you. This while ago was like that.
Okay.
This is a directional microphone. Okay, I think we were talking about animals, and the last thing I ended up with, remember we were talking about horses. I think you said they... Wickard?
Yeah.
This question is, if you have some horses, mules, or cows, and so forth, and when they get hungry, you have to go out and...
feed them.
Okay. Do you say you go out and feed the... What do you call all those animals that go?
Oh, just feed the stock.
Okay. You have any other names that you use for those?
Nope. Unless you was, if it was cows, you would say we got to feed the cows or hogs or.
You never heard him? You know, one says feed the critters or. You don't know what no one around here says like that?
Well, I have heard it, yes, but in my immediate family, we never did, never used that term.
Okay. How about if you have hens, turkeys, or geese and so forth, how do you refer to, and you have to go out
Well, usually meant feed the chickens.
Okay, for all the animals?
Yes, that's what it usually meant. When you went to feed the chickens, you fed the ducks and the geese and everything, because they was all right there.
Okay. Earlier we were talking about the artificial egg, you know, we put in under a hen.
Right.
And what would we call that?
A china egg, right?
Right. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
Okay. The place where the chickens live.
Chicken house.
Okay, you have another name.
For chicken example. Roost.
Okay, if you're going to put the chickens in a small container to take into town or something like that.
Coop.
Okay. There's a bone in a chicken breast, right at the base of a chicken breast.
Right.
And where two people...
It's a wishbone.
Okay, is there any other names you know for that?
Bully bone.
All right, do you know any superstitions involved with this?
Oh, yes. We kids would always, and I guess all kids still do, mine did, until they were pretty good-sized kids, pull the bone, and the one that got the shortest, his wish would come true. Make a wish, and the one that got the short end, his wish was supposedly come true.
The shorter pieces.
That's right.
Okay. You ever heard any thing about nailing a bone up over the door or anything? You ever heard anybody say anything about that? The one that
nope.
Have you ever the shorter pieces? Have you ever heard it called anything other than
the short
piece of the bone that breaks? Have you ever heard that called anything?
No.
Okay. You ever heard anything like a little boy bone or the
no.
boy bone?
No.
Some places that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the inside parts of a chicken that you eat, like a liver, heart, gizzard? These are called chicken.
Well, we just call them by those parts. There's the wing, the liver, the gizzard, thigh, we call that short leg, drumstick.
Right, but you never had a certain word for all the parts of the inside, like a chicken that you would eat, like
no.
a gizzard, no? You ever heard harslet?
No.
Okay. How about the inside parts of a pig or calf that you eat? Anything